Send me that wine.
Right there on your coffee
cup. Oh, that was quick.
Coffee cup. So you
cool.
Can drink on air, right?
Winding down a song called Jamming with Wes Montgomery off the Voyager album. Dr. Fred Bell playing there, the guitar sounding synth. And welcome to the first show of any show this year that makes any sense. Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show, January 9th, 2009. Even my sidekick agrees with that. Well, we've had a very interesting winter. Been very busy. A lot of people have been getting into our products to get themselves out of poverty, and we seem to be having a great luck with that, and depression. And Steve Barish is still on the planet. He hasn't left yet. He'll be joining us in 1 second. We'll be doing a lot of really good shows this year. We're going to do some live shows. We're going to be up in February 14th at the Los Angeles Hilton with the Whole Living Expo. By the way, those of you listening, the TV camera is on, and if it goes off, it's just a glitch that we get on our web, and we'll put it right back up again. We see many watchers already on the TV side. So we have a lot of interesting guests coming up fairly soon. We're going to be in Santa Fe or Albuquerque, New Mexico in March, and San Francisco in April. And we've made tremendous progress on the book, finally. It's coming along. It's fascinating, and I'm actually enjoying reading it as I write it. We've been covering all kinds of interesting people. That's from Thales in 600 or 500 B.C. up till the present. And it's going to be a lot of new science stuff you guys have never seen out there, and the stories of these guys and their personal lives and their girlfriends is amazing, because it almost reads like a novel in some place, but it's a scientific book, you know. So anyway, I guess the Barish is out there. Are you out there, Barish?
Yeah,
you've been doing
right
my
here,
shows
man.
For me
right
lately.
Here.
I guess
how
my ratings
doing?
Went way up when you did them. I guess they probably will drop now that I'm back on. But as long as I don't get down to less than 13 listeners, I hear you have thousands when you come on, and I get a few hundred maybe. So
well,
what's Steve been doing for the last week or so?
No, you're a lot busier than I'll ever be. But
that's been insane. I get up every morning fairly early and write till about 2 in the afternoon, and I'll continue doing that probably for the next 3 months till it's done.
Yeah.
Schedule. You don't have much of a – before I didn't have much of a personal life working, but now I don't have much of a life, but I do enjoy working out here in the high amongst the mountains in a secret location where nobody knows where I am, with nobody bugging me, no dogs barking, no cars driving by. I got my two birds that help me out, actually my five birds that are riding with me, and we're doing fine. Get to do a little motorcycle riding sometimes. That's unusual. Never could do that in Laguna. So anyway, how's everything out there with the energy?
Everything seems to be pretty positive out here. It's the energy is pretty cold out here right now. It's about 14 degrees out here.
Oh, what happened?
Well, we've had a lot of snow in the last week. That's been really blowing pretty heavy, so.
Sounds like to me you left your refrigerator door open or your freezer door open.
Just about.
Yeah, so obviously you're not riding around with your top down.
No, the Cobra's parked right next to a Ferrari, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yep, it's got the cover on it, and there's a beautiful Testarossa right next to it, so.
Well, what color is it?
Testarossa is red, if I remember correctly.
Old red Testarossa.
Yeah, it's a beautiful car.
Yeah, I like my silver one. That's a good color.
Yeah.
Mine was red, and they repainted it, but they took it all apart to do it right, you know.
Did they?
I want to get a red Ferrari, though. I want to get a 308. They're not very expensive. They're probably around $20,000.
I remember that car. That was a nice car.
Yeah, it's convertible, sort of. You know, it's kind of like a midsection is no top.
Mm-hmm.
They're inexpensive, and they're nice cars, you know.
Yeah, it's a great car.
So we haven't had too much activity on the extraterrestrial level here, a little bit. Mikkel hasn't taken her camera thing was full, so she had to empty out her card, you know, her storage card. She's the one that takes the good pictures. She gets amazing pictures, and she goes out there.
Does she really?
So tell me about what's been going on with the energy with the receptors and projectors. We haven't talked about those in a while.
I see
people are really starting to finally understand them, that they can actually make you and heal you and do things that will make you better. People are actually responding to using them now.
Well, the interesting part about it is, as we were talking last week, there's an interesting energy that's coming through the receptor right now, and it's actually brighter, and it's getting rid of more toxins in the body. So I suspect that things are being sped up at some point or other.
Yeah, I think the quantum entanglement portion of the physics, the grand scheme of physics in the universe, is allowing more people to understand the necessity of these different types of electrical precursing devices, because we're living in an age of electricity now.
Right.
And what I'm, you know, and I'm not talking about turning your lights on, I'm talking about electricity within the body.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm seeing is that people out there that aren't into this, energy now, are joining the bread lines and the unemployment lines and the unemployed lines. The people that are into it, maybe they were in those lines in that poverty or that forsakenness feeling that you have when you don't have any, means of income,
mm-hmm.
is causing them or allowing them to or forcing them to,
mm-hmm.
to rearrange their consciousness. And I think that's what this time is all about now.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I know I shipped my silver projector back because I'm getting a platinum projector.
Yeah, I think he's working on it right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, and the sequence firing is really interesting on the projector. It's very, very strong. Hello?
Hello, Dr. Bell?
Yeah, go ahead. What's your name?
Hi. I have a question for you. I'm sitting here with Jeff Harvey.
Yeah?
And he has his receptor on, and I was...
Jeff Harvey finally got it, huh?
And getting it. Yes, he did.
When did he get it?
I think he got it today.
Oh, excellent. How do you like it?
It's great. It's beautiful. Plus, it's working very well for him.
Oh, excellent. So. I think he just got one of the pewter ones, right? One of the cadmium ones that we make?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. So have you worn it?
I actually would like to get one for myself, but he tells me that Steve can help me out with what stone to get.
Yeah, well, Steve, there, you got Steve here. Steve's the stone man. Steve, what stone does she need?
Well, let me look it up right now. I just want to get my piece of paper out here. You know what I'm picking up? I'm picking up pink sapphire.
Wow. That's a pretty hot one.
Hey, what does that have to do with the chakra?
Actually, it has to do a lot with love.
Okay.
And vibratory quality of love.
Okay.
And it seems to be pretty powerful on you. It seems to be the right color for you. It seems like when I had mentioned that, it seems like the color is actually really blending with you very well. It does induce balancing. It's filled with energy, emotional balance. It's good for the heart, the gonads, the endocrine glands, and the spleen and the pituitary, and it seems to be firing very well on you.
Okay, well, I think you definitely hit it right on.
It seems to be really, really pretty on you. What's happening is I'm watching your skin as the pink sapphire, the energy of the pink sapphire is on you. What I'm doing is just putting that near your heart and blending it, and it seems to be that your skin is very pretty with it on. So that means it's pretty good for you.
Good. I could actually feel that when you're talking to me.
Yes. What I'm doing is putting that pink sapphire on your heart, so you'll
mm-hmm.
have an idea of what that feels like. I've been doing that with the clients that are interested in the Paradigm necklace.
Yeah, I think she'd do good to get a sterling silver one, seeing as she's a female. That really works good on women. What do you think?
I think so. It's a much higher frequency, and it would be really, really balancing for her, extremely strong.
Well, thank you very much. I really like it. When you were saying it and when you were putting it on, I was getting vibrations through
yes.
my heart area.
Yes.
That was good. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
And have a great show.
Oh, we will. Now, how did you find out about it? Through Jeff?
Through Jeff, yeah. He's sitting here. We're friends, and I'm an acupuncturist in Northeast PA.
Oh, cool. Well, I bet it is cool up there tonight, isn't it? You're up near Steve. Steve's over in near Rochester.
Oh, it's freezing here tonight. We're supposed to get a big snowstorm.
Yeah,
where
tell Steve, Steve Barris to close his freezer door, and then it won't be so bad.
Did you see Northeastern Pennsylvania?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I'm originally from Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. Well, you're about 2 hours away. I'm by Scranton, PA.
Oh, my gosh, Scranton?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness, I go through Scranton when I go down to Philadelphia.
Oh, sure you do. Yeah, from Rochester?
Yep. Sure.
And my mother's from Reading, by the way, Pennsylvania.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit more south.
Spent a lot of time back there. Yeah, you're further south. I always went there in the summer. I don't like to shovel snow.
No, we've had a lot of it. We just had a big ice storm, and it's been pretty intense here.
You have a great a natural store there that's really wonderful. I stop there every time I go through there. It's a little store.
Yeah, and through Clark Summit, right?
Yep, in Clark Summit. It's really wonderful.
Mm-hmm. That is a great store.
It's like Old Home Week tonight here.
It's
yep.
what?
Like Old Home Week.
Oh, yeah. It's really fabulous.
See, it is a small world.
Yep. As a matter of fact, I brought down my Cobra and parked it right outside front of the store, and half the people came out to look at it, so it was really
Oh,
awesome.
Really?
Yeah. Thank you so
yeah,
much for calling.
You don't get much excitement here. So you made everybody's day.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for the info, and I would definitely like to get one.
Yeah,
please
just
call.
Give us a call. Either order it through Jeff or call us or however you want to work the deal out. It's fine. We'll be around on Monday.
Okay, good. Good. I just started the vitamins today.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And,
you want to take how many of those are you taking to start with?
Well, I was going to take 2 and 2.
Okay, that's a good amount. That's 4 a day. If you don't notice an increase in energy, up at the 3 and 2,
mm-hmm.
3 in the
okay.
morning and 2 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and also I got the minerals from Jeff.
Yeah, those are good. Take a couple of those, an ounce of those a day.
Okay.
Now, those are going to give you a real good high in about 3 days.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but now if you find yourself not sleeping and staying up too late,
mm-hmm.
That's because you're taking too many vitamins, and just slow down because they will overcharge your body. But
oh,
4
okay.
is a good place to start. I take
okay.
5 a day.
That's what I do.
Yeah, and that works. If I take 10, I'll be wired all night long. It's just ridiculous. I get run down. I mean, I get perked up and run down after a while, you know, because I don't
yeah.
sleep at all. So 5 worked for me.
Good. Well, this is the year I'm working on myself, so.
Yeah.
Good
you can't help. But good self-work.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Jeff wants to say something to you. Hold on one sec.
Steve?
Yes.
Steve, what I wanted to tell you was we were going through some of the devices that Fred has manufactured.
Could you speak up a little? I'm sorry.
She works as an acupuncturist and would like to know from you how you use and which devices you use to help your clients.
I can't hear you.
Could you
speak up a little bit, please?
Back.
Yes, Jeff, repeat that question and talk a little louder.
Oh, just talk louder.
Okay, did you not hear me?
Now we can.
I can hear you now.
Okay. I was speaking about some of the devices and showing them to Lisa what Fred has designed, and I mentioned that you have used the crystals and some of the devices he has to help
yes.
in healing your patients.
Yes.
And she'd like to know what you use and how you use it.
I have a...
All right, hold on. Let me pass the phone back to her.
Okay. Hi, Steve.
Hi. I have a master crystal under my table.
Mm-hmm.
I do massage work during the day. As a matter of fact, yesterday I did 8 people. And the master crystal has a mind of its own. And when I have people on the table, it will actually fire energy into the body. In other words, it really thinks. It helps me as it helps the clients. And I can actually see the energy firing off the... off the crystal going actually into the body wherever it needs it.
Wow.
I presume it does it with other people. I just see what's happening. And the crystal really loves us. I mean, it's an incredible device. I mean, it took me 6 months before I ordered one from Fred because I just didn't want to get one. Now I won't part with it.
And do you wear the receptor?
I wear a receptor. I have a... 18-karat gold receptor with a platinum bridge and diamonds, yes.
Oh, okay.
I started with a silver one like you will, and it's just an incredible device.
Hmm.
Absolutely incredible.
Well, I look forward to this. I do like what you picked out. You were right on.
Thank you.
About it, so I appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, thank you for all your information, and we will be in touch.
Absolutely. Think about that master crystal eventually, because there's not very many of those left.
Oh,
yeah, those
okay.
are getting scarce. The price will go way up on them when they run out, because there won't be any more. People will be that don't like them, which is nobody, you know, be wanting them, and we'll have to start getting them out of South America, and they don't have the same energy as the North American right spin crystals do with healing power, you know.
Where
the
do you
amazing
get them
part
from?
Is that they have their own consciousness.
Yeah.
Right, right. What part of the country do you get them from?
Jesseville, Arkansas, from the Coleman Mines.
Oh, wow, okay. All right, good, good. Yeah, I will consider that because I'm always looking for something.
Yeah, I think you'll find that it'll work better than any crystal I've ever owned.
Mm-hmm.
Mine weighs
I know,
about...
I work with crystal bowls.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
They're really nice.
Yeah, they're very nice.
They're really nice. I've worked with those myself.
Yeah.
And they're really nice. But the crystal itself under the table is absolute. As a matter of fact, the energy in the room enhances when I start using it. As soon as I start doing massages, you can feel the energy in the room enhance.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been using it?
I think I've had it about a year now, isn't it, Fred?
Yeah, it's been, I can't believe it, but it's about a year. Yeah, that's,
yeah,
yeah
and he had a fight with me to buy it.
Huh?
He said, buy it, you're going to go crazy if you don't buy this thing. And I said, you're kidding me. And after a few months, I bought it, and now I just won't part with it.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
But it's quite a device. I mean, it really helps balance the body, balance the mind, helps ground. It's an incredible device.
Well, Jeff just turned me on to this website and all this information, so I'm taking the weekend to explore it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know. It seems like I will.
What happens is with our products and some others, there's other companies out there that have things that work alongside of our products fairly
mm-hmm.
well. Although I have to say that, you know, Pyridine is probably the oldest new age or, you know, higher consciousness product manufacturers. We started 35 years ago in June. It'll be our 35th birthday. There's been a lot of companies that came and went that copied us, tried to copy us. We have patents on a lot of our products, but I think being in business 35 years says something. Selling these, you know, back when we first started, all we had was pyramids that wear on your head to detox your brain, which we still have, all the way up to one with diamond diamond coating on it, which sells for like $9.95.
Mm-hmm.
Our first pyramid sold for $9.95. Our chrysolodome sells for $995 today. But we still sell the old one. But, of course, gold prices went up from when we started. Gold was $35 an ounce. $35 an ounce. Now it's today, I think it closed at $8.82 or something.
Oh, today? Okay.
Yeah. So we have to buy gold for our products and platinum. And platinum, I think, was $75 an ounce in those days. Today, platinum's close to $1,000. It's been as high as $2,400. So we've used precious metals and divine geometric shapes and a lot of electronic circuitry in our ion showers and different things like that. We pretty much are still the leader out there. And what happened was, when I quit working for the government, which was before I started Paradigm, I realized that there was a lot of equipment that the government was making, satellites, work done at the CIA on the MKUltra 149 sub-projects that was going to gradually destroy the American and in most of the world's consciousness. That was the goal, to kill people, basically. And that was pretty evident in the Haig-Kissinger depopulation policy that was published originally in 81 in the Lyndon LaRoche, or actually 1983 in the Lyndon LaRoche publication. Of course, he was put in prison at that time for that, but now he's out. So now, having said all that, back in I did radio shows back 30 years ago, and I said this was coming, this is where we're at now, it all came. So based on our prophecies of the time, we were able to overcome these negative energies with products that we make, because it's a science versus science world right now.
Right. I have a question for you. What does the irradiator do?
The irradiator is a scalar wave generator that before we got into quantum entanglement, which is what the projectors do. The irradiator is a very good scalar wave device that teaches the body how to build ESP, to build healing powers, and then transmit these energies and receive these energies all across space and time, including at night when you sleep, enhancing your dreams and communicating with people that are on the other side. And that was basically, the first system was called the self-help system. That evolved into the quad system, which is four of them, which were used oftentimes for weather control, making wishes, making things happen, all kinds of things like that. Then we developed the systems three, which is seven of them, which works on the entire chakra system and causes the body to go through advanced kundalini growth with massive changes to the cerebral, the distribution of the cerebral spinal fluids in the body. And so the systems three, it also had a side effect of levitation, which we demonstrated at the Jack Tar Hotel, which is now the Cathedral Hotel, in 1987 during the harmonic convergence, when we levitated 65 people simultaneously for over 60 feet. Then the TM of America picked up our products, Transcendental Meditation, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi's group. And they began to teach some levitation in other cities with our product, with the systems three, and they got into showing public demonstrations of levitation, which in the early stages was called hopping. And so then these systems went to Russia and all over the world. In 1982, we were at Aspen Ski School, a very famous place, using the irradiators on the ski slopes to in the junior beginning class and the bunny hill, including that, to teach people how to ski without the fear of falling down. So as a result, they didn't fall down. That led us into Russia, where they began to use our products to train their ice skaters in 83, and in 1984, as you know, they won all of the gold medals in ice skating. So we have and then there's the NBA and the NFL and all the other groups that have used our products over the years, and college teams. So we have a pretty extensive track record. And then we also have a track record with some of our less known products like a solar orb, where they've been used in hospitals over cocaine babies that are having seizures because their mother was on the drug when they were born or before they were born, and relieving the seizures. So we've had a pretty colorful history to this company. Now what we're doing is we're into quantum mechanics and we're into the hologram with the new technology, which is the quantum entanglement, which is our projector system, which is still a brand new field, and we're always in a learning process when we come up with these products, because we never know exactly what's going to happen. The people that use them, and there literally have been millions of them over the years, tell us what's going to happen, how they're affecting them, because that's the reality of what we make our claims on. Not what we think they're going to do, but what they've done.
Okay.
So we have a pretty extensive product line, and I've got a book called The Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light, that goes into a lot of the history of the company and shows how these things work.
Yeah, I've seen that. Jeff brought that over. Is there anywhere I can find a picture of this?
A picture of what?
Of the irradiator?
Yeah, it's on our website, www.pyridyne.com.
How do I find
Dr. Fred Bell in the search engine, and you will go to Pyridyne and BBS Radio and all the other things that we do. We also have another website called raysoftruth.tv that's pretty popular, and you can see a lot of our stuff there.
Okay.
Yeah. We got a pretty good web presence now.
Well, this is all so interesting, and you know what? The picture doesn't come up on your website.
Well, you had to go into the store.
Oh, you have to go into the store. Okay.
It's not on the front page. It's in the store somewhere. It's in there, believe me. I have a picture of the radiator there. And there's also a lot of the other stuff, like the champagne reflector and all that stuff's in there. You just have to. It's a big website once you get into it. It doesn't look like a whole lot, but when you get inside of it, you'll keep it busy for days.
I'm looking at it now, and we're just kind of playing with it, and you know what, it's actually coming up, but there's no picture on there.
Yeah, well, there is a picture there. You just have to look for it.
Okay, we'll find it.
Yeah.
We'll find it. Well, thank you so much for all your information. I'm going to have, we're supposed to get snowed in, so.
Well, get out there and build Frosty the Snowman.
Tell Jeff, if you want, I'm going to be down that way in April, and I'm more than happy to meet you at that store in Clark Summit.
Oh, okay.
So
I actually live in the next town over.
He's got my phone number.
And, okay.
And I can come there, and I can bring down my units, and I can show them to you and let you wear the projector for a few minutes, give you an idea what the projector's like, and we can talk about it for an hour or so.
Oh, okay. That would be great. Do you know what around?
Jeff call me, and I'll let him know what day I'm going to be there, and I'm more than happy to show everybody in the store and some of your friends if they want to come and meet me, and I'm more than happy to help you guys.
Oh, that would be great. I have a lot of people that would really be interested.
Fantastic.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And have a great show.
Bye-bye.
Well, Steve?
That was great.
Huh?
That was great.
Yeah, you need to, you ever do that muscle test where you muscle test somebody weak and strong with a receptor and then do the remote test using the projector and a second person as a witness?
No, only when we did the show together do we do that. Or
it really
do
gets their attention, doesn't it?
It sure does.
And they can see quantum entanglement in its purest form.
Well, I guess I could do that when I get down to Clark Summit.
Now, you remember how the test goes, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. We've done it a number of times, so I remember that quite well.
That's one of my favorites. That gets the skeptics. I always like to take somebody that's skeptical, that doesn't believe in any of it, and just let them experience it for themselves and let them try to figure out what happened, you know?
Yeah. It does work. It does really work.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of fun together on those shows. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, those are good. We'll have another one here. You're coming out here, and you'll be out here in another month.
I think so. I'm pretty well sure I will be.
Yeah, we better get your reservation. I still, reminding me myself, I need to get over there, reserved into the airport Hilton there on Century Boulevard before the thing's sold out. It's going to be a big show.
Is it bigger than New York,
you
think?
Yeah, this will be bigger than New York. A lot of big celebrities will be there.
Oh, cool.
David Carradine, the actor, you know, the mm-hmm. kung fu guy, he's going to be there with his band.
Wonderful.
George Norrie from Art Bell Show, he's going to be there. He's got a big dinner, 6 o'clock Saturday night.
Cool.
Yeah, you should go to that. I have to work. I have to do my seminar then. I'm going to try to jump in and see George.
Yeah.
A lot of big celebrities on that. If people want to look it up, it's the Conscious Life Expo. www.consciouslifeexpo, and it takes you and shows you all the speakers. Sean Morton will be there. Steve Barish will be there, you know.
Yep.
I don't know if Bella Bird will be there or not, but we'll see.
How's she doing, by the way?
Oh, the one that that was Buddy Bird.
Oh, that was Buddy
Bird. He had his cast taken off on Monday, I believe.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, he seems to be got his energy back. It's only been in the last 10 days, though, that he really started getting back to it. I mean, he had a broken leg, and it really slowed him down, you know?
Yeah.
But it seems like
yeah.
he's completely healed now.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it's like when you raise birds, it's like raising kids or any other animal or human, you know? You just love them, and you hate to see them in pain.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's doing all right now. Of course, Bella's on my shoulder here, and there's a lot of people watching. I'm looking at a BBS radio monitor. Have you got the BBS radio monitor there in front of you?
No, I don't, Fred. I have to tell you that they're bringing a part tomorrow for me. So
your computer doesn't work? It's brand new?
Well, my computer, what happened was some part of the box that does the DSL and everything doesn't seem to be working very well, so they're bringing me a new box tomorrow.
Oh, you got a bigger, better box or what?
Well, I don't know if it's a bigger, better box. I know the one that I have doesn't work very well. So they said they were going to bring me a new one. So
who have you got the service with?
Frontier.
Yeah, frontier.net. That's right.
Yeah, so they're going to drop one off for me tomorrow. So
yeah, I don't know they don't exist out here, but I know that, you know, like this particular system I've got here, somebody calls on this line, the one I'm on right now,
uh-huh.
it knocks my internet off for 1 minute.
Mm.
I got to get that fixed too, but as soon as a minute goes by, it completely resumes like nothing happened. But it shouldn't knock it off.
Hopefully, the next time we talk, I'll be able to see you and stuff. We'll have a good time.
Yeah, well, I got a lot of viewers here tonight looking at Bella Bird.
That's great.
Yeah. So, what topics do you feel we should cover tonight?
Well, I think we should talk about the projector.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you want to say?
You know, it's so interesting because the projector that I have, I use the four projectors in my room, and the energy in the center of the room is so powerful. There's a ball of light in the center of the room where I work, and that's creating a vortex without any question. It's 5 miles high and 6 miles wide, and the reason that I know that, I have a friend of mine who I'd work on, and the expressway entrance to 490 is about 5 miles away from where I work, and he can actually feel the energy as he gets off the expressway.
That's pretty amazing.
That's about 5 miles. I've done a lot of work with those projectors, as you know, so maybe they're pretty powerful, but it's all the little pyramids fire on the projectors, and it creates a pyramid.
Means fire.
Well,
pyramid means fire in the middle.
Yeah, it fires from the center of the projector. What happens is we have little pyramids all over the, I believe it's 9 inches if I remember correctly, but the little pyramids fire, and then it comes out the center of the pyramid and goes to the room, to the center of the room, and the ball of light is got to be at least 2 feet wide. You know, it's a round ball of light. It's tremendous energy.
And how many people do you have a month to feel that anyway?
I'd say a lot of my clients actually feel that energy, Fred.
Yeah.
We've been working with that for the last year pretty intently in the room, and most of my clients feel it. I mean, we don't even have to discuss it in the room anymore. They just come in, they shut their eyes, and they say what they want to say. And it's powerful, Fred. I mean, it's so powerful. I can't even tell you how powerful it is. It's just really powerful. It brightens up the room. The light is tremendously strong.
That's really cool.
Strong.
And everybody notices? Do you have any people that don't notice it?
Well, they can't see the color like I can. They can't see the white ball. I don't have anybody that can see it. But I see it, but they feel the energy, Fred. When they walk into that room, they can feel it before they even walk into the room. They can feel the energy in the room.
Right.
But when they walk into the room and they get what they have to do, undressed, whatever, to lay down on the table, between the projectors and the crystal, it's unbelievable in that room. And we've had it where the room actually has disappeared. We've talked about that before.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, I'm pretty well sure, I've been bringing down this pillar of light. And we used that actually in your show when I was out in California. And that was because of the four projectors that were put in the room.
That's when you floated all those people.
Yes, and that was quite powerful. And it's very intense in my room, extremely intense. But it's a good intense. It's not an intense that would, you know, shutter people away. It's just the people are really drawn to it.
Well, I remember out there in California, we were in a hotel, and we had to deal with the vibe of the hotel.
Yes.
On top of it.
Yes. So it was really, really powerful. And we had a great show there. That was really a lot of fun. But
I always found doing seminars in these hotels, like I'll be doing one up there in Century City, on Century Boulevard.
You know what's going to be fun? If we can get four projectors there.
Yeah,
oh,
I think we could
gosh,
do that, hopefully.
We have a lot of fun.
We're running out of them. I got to make another bunch.
Do you?
But, yeah, what happens is we get that energy going in a hotel room, you know, a hotel meeting room, and then when the seminar is over, and then you go back into the hotel room and there's no longer a seminar, it's the energy's just flat out flat.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah, you know, it's just like it's like you flatline because everything is gone and the hotel room is back to what it was before we got there, except for the residual energy of the crystals
right.
and the, you know,
right.
the radiators and all the stuff we had in there. So it's always fun to go back the next day after you've completely
yep.
torn down or moved everything out of there
yep.
to feel the difference in the energy. It's still better than it was before you set up.
Oh, gosh, yes.
But it's still weird because it's basically dissipating because there's nothing there to keep it focused anymore.
You know what's interesting? I've never mentioned this before. But when I do work in my room, if there's flowers in there or any kind of vegetation or something of that nature that I'm working with, boy, does that perk up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact,
perks up.
If you buy one of our Vitamids, this is something that we used to do this with flower shops a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You take one of our Vitamids, that's a 12-inch based pyramid,
mm-hmm.
and you take your favorite floral arrangement.
Right.
And you enjoy it, and when it starts to just, you got to do it just when it starts to fade. Now, a lot of people will want to wait too long because they like the things till the flowers fall off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, you can't do that. What you got to do is you take the flowers just when they're starting to fade a little bit,
mm-hmm.
pull them out of the vase, mm-hmm. vase, whatever you call it,
mm-hmm.
and then hang them upside down underneath a 12-inch pyramid, and it will preserve them forever. And
wow.
what you do after they've been hanging there for about 2 weeks, they'll
mm-hmm.
be full color,
mm-hmm.
full bloom, and spray them with some clear lacquer, and
mm-hmm.
they'll last 100 years.
Wow.
They won't wilt or fade away at all. They'll just be as fresh as the day you hung them upside down.
Wow, Fred, I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah, I used to do that with flower shops, and they used to sell flowers that were, you know, that they would have normally thrown out because they didn't sell them. Now they froze them, and they put them in these bowls, you know, these little pots or vases.
Right, right, right.
And people would buy them that way as the eternal flower.
Right.
And they made a lot of money doing that.
Yeah.
Because normally if you throw stuff out, that's just waste.
You know,
it pretty much works for everybody.
Yeah. I get a lot of phone calls from people, you know, that want to know how to place the projectors and, you know, whatever I need to do for them.
Yeah.
And by the time they get finished, their faces are hot. I mean, it's really interesting how it works. It just, the energy in the room just increases like maybe 100-fold. It's very, very interesting how you can move these projectors around and really get them fired.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what people don't understand. Once they feel the phenomenon of what they do, is then the location of where you're going to put them.
Yeah.
Is another whole complete world.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize that.
It's a lot of fun. It's really a lot of fun for me to do that for people. And it really does work. And that's the wonderful part about it is that your product is very, very strong. And it really works. And, boy, when I leave them, Fred, they're so thankful. You know, it's just that the energy is firing so much in the room. And they just love it.
Now, during the holidays, you know, the earth energy, all the plants, you know, on the northern hemisphere,
right,
going underground, so the etheric energy of the earth is much stronger, so you have a much bigger display of the second ether, which allows people to see things in the other worlds that normally couldn't see.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a optical boost.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So what kind of experiences did you have, extrasensory or ethereal, over the holidays?
Well, the only thing is that I saw was a giant increase in the energy of my room. And with, the flamethrower, my goodness gracious, was that going crazy?
Yeah, explain to people what that is.
I forgot to mention that to you. The flamethrower, the chakra of the flamethrower, you know, the colors of the flamethrower were changing.
Yeah.
And the energy was fantastic. I was putting it on the, the right foot. The energy was going up through the people, through their head, and coming out the left foot. And the energy was extremely strong. And I've been doing that for a while, but during the holidays it was even more.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot to mention that to you.
Yeah, that's because of that phenomenal effect. And you're dealing with the bottom of the feet because that's where you apply that thing. And that's where the energy goes. You know,
right.
In the middle of the summer, it's at the top of your head because, you know, the astral energies, the plants are out there, they're green.
Right.
And everything is an astral plane.
Mm-hmm.
The astral energy during the wintertime is very low, especially
mm-hmm.
when there's no green plants anywhere,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
you got snow on the ground. So if you really get into the lack of energy and go to the etheric levels, you know, I used to have my best contacts with Sannyasi and the Pleiadians during the months of October, November, and December,
wow.
and early January.
Wow.
And then the other times that they were really strong would be April, May, and June.
Okay.
Anything in between, really nothing ever happened because it's an extreme astral energy or an extreme second ether energy.
Right, right.
And Pleiadians being second etheric beings anyway, and that's where we're going to be eventually evolve to, they thrive very well in the wintertime. You know, they don't get, you know, nobody gets sick, no flus, nothing, because they're thriving. I even have a sore throat, you know,
mm-hmm.
through the winter
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
Etheric energy is what I love to do, and if you focus on it, viruses and bacteria just get destroyed, you know, unless
That's
they're
amazing.
Harmonious to the body, you know, for digestion,
yeah.
for example, in the case of
yeah.
bacterial alimentary canal bacteria. Yeah, it's amazing. You just got to harmonize your... You know, like people winterize their cars.
Yes.
Well, you got to winterize your body. That'll
yeah.
make you immune to all these seasonable things that go around
mm-hmm.
that grow and gain energy. Because if you don't, you can join the seasonal growth of the bacteria and viruses, and they're clever at it,
mm-hmm.
and be their victim because they'll feed on your energy. They just literally feed on your energy, and if you let them, then you're victimized. They distort
mm-hmm.
your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that. So there is a winterization and a summerization of the environment, of the personal environment of the human body that
yeah.
Is very necessary.
Now, I can tell you around December 23rd, 24th, the flamethrower, on the other side of the flamethrower, I had a very, very big dimension open up in there, and it was only there for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, you know, when you get right around Christmas,
yes,
not Christ's birthday, he was born in August, late August, but
right. August, is it?
In the calendars, you know, going from the Gregorian calendar to the papal calendar, which is the difference between the Catholic Church and what we do now, and there's been adjustments so many times since 2,000 years have gone by, but because most people in the world, in the entire world, like, for example, in World War II in Germany, they called a truce, and during Christmas Day, the Germans and the Americans and English people actually partied together. And of course, the superiors and generals didn't like that because it was hard to start the war up again because they all realized they were human. And that happened. It's a very famous event that happened in 1944.
Wow.
But the bottom line is, if you realize the energy follows thought of that particular day, Christmas, probably the most powerful, harmonious day in the entire sector of the terrestrial domain of Earth and surrounding energy, you know, the moon and that, you really tune in and work with that, with this, with receptors, projectors, quantum entanglement, and scalar wave energy. I tell you what, I've had some real interesting Christmases before. And this year, because we're in a new place and I'm working on my book, it was a relaxing time. But I'm telling you, I've had some out-of-body experiences that lasted for a whole week around Christmas.
Yeah. Well, the room, I remember the wall that I put that flamethrower on.
Yeah.
I have it on a bookcase. It's about 3 feet high, and that wall where the flamethrower was behind the flamethrower was gone.
That happened in Laguna Beach back in, God, it must have been about 78, 79, when we first built the first quad system, four radiator system. And it was in the wintertime. It wasn't quite Christmas, but it was very close, probably a few days before, or it was between Christmas and New Year's. I forget when. And this is now 78, 79, okay? A lot different consciousness then. And during that time, the walls disappeared.
Yes.
Scared the hell out of me.
Yeah.
I mean, I needed to be on drugs to have that experience.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
There weren't any drugs, you know, so it's like, and it lasted for two or three hours, and I could actually feel the cold air. It's at Laguna Beach at our temple down there, and I could feel the cold air coming in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It only happened once, and I'll never forget it. I write about it occasionally. I'll mention it in some of my writings, you know.
Well, that's the same thing that happened to me last year. We talked about that when all my walls disappeared, and I just saw white light coming in through the walls.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, the walls
were weird, isn't it?
But this wall by itself, where the flamethrower was gone.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a completely different universe behind, or not universe, excuse me. It was a completely different dimension.
Yeah. Yeah, wait till you, I know you're, you know, engaged with the refining, you know, taking care of your projector right now, but when that's done, get that red flamethrower next. You need to get the red one. Wait till you have two of those puppies.
Well, are we building the one we were talking about before?
Yeah, we owe you that white one.
Yeah, that'll be very interesting.
Yeah, that white one's going to be interesting.
Very, very interesting. So,
glad you reminded me of that, because during the move, we're set up to finish it up now, and I've got a new builder out here. We'll have to get on that and finish it up.
No, I'm not worried about that. I just, you know, they told us.
Yeah, that's going to be outrageous. Nobody ever made a white one before.
Yeah, well, that's when they told it would be actually opening, like an intergalactic opening.
Yeah.
So that should be very interesting. I don't even know where I'm going to put that. I might put it in my second bedroom, because that's the energy where the Andromedans came in.
Yeah.
And they're there now, so they're actually looking at me in the room here. So it'll be interesting.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, be a lot of fun.
And then all you need is the other, I don't know what other two colors to match up with at that point. Maybe we'll have to come up with two completely different colors that we ever did make in the first place.
I think the red one, as soon as I get this other one done, I'll work on the red one.
Because what I see is that you have four of them, the red, green, blue, and black, in the four directions, and a white one directly over your healing table, if there's any room left.
Yeah, that should be very, very interesting.
Yeah, but what's going to happen if you permanently put people out of their bodies?
They're coming out of their bodies now, which is very interesting, and I've only got that. Well, you know, the room is powerful. I mean, you got the projectors in four corners. You got the flamethrower against the east wall, West Walk, excuse me.
Yeah.
And then you have the big crystal under my table. I mean, man, the energy in that room is absolutely incredible. It's so powerful.
You ever fry anybody?
No, nobody's ever
fried.
No, the only one that gets fried
is you.
Huh?
You're the one that gets fried.
Yeah, I'm the one. My face gets very, very hot. We had that happen in California.
Yeah.
Where we were bringing that energy down, and everybody's faces got sunburned.
Yeah, I saw that. It looks like they all took... I thought you gave them all a bunch of niacin when I walked in the room that day.
No, but their faces were. Their faces were red.
I saw them.
Yeah.
But on top of that, I know there's some pretty straight business types in there. I know but you guys weren't doing any drugs, but I would have thought everybody was smoking dope or something, the way they were so stoned.
Yeah.
They were gone.
It was wild.
I mean, they were out of it.
Yeah.
You had those four projectors on four different tripods, if I remember correctly, those camera tripods.
Right.
You had them set up that way.
Right, and I put it in the directions where they wanted to be, and that's when the energy really, really started to hum.
Yeah, a couple of those people were floating.
Yes, they were.
They weren't. Their feet weren't on the ground.
Yep.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Levitation. I never used the projectors for levitating anybody, although I did design a system for a guy in New York that wanted to levitate those things, and I still somewhere have those drawings. I think they're on my computer over in Laguna that show how that goes, you know.
Well, it's very, you know, you don't have to have four of these projectors. One of those projectors is very strong.
Oh, I agree.
You know, I mean, it's just that I need four, but the average person...
Well, yeah, because you got a healing center.
Right. So it's just one of those would be just... And when it's aimed the right way, man, it's unbelievable. I've had people, you know, their faces get warm with that one projector.
Oh, yeah. No,
you know?
I can believe that.
And that's a lot of fun.
Well, I think we're getting to the top of the hour now.
Oh, yeah.
That means that... Probably we're out of time in about 1 minute. So
okay.
We always have new listeners. So anyway, we've got a heck of a lot of video watchers.
Wonderful.
So anyway, and we appreciate you guys watching us because we're all crazy around here, as you find out. So anyway, do you have any phone numbers you want to give out? Paradigm phone number out too, the 800 number that you have back,
yep.
The whatever number you have back there for the Paradigm number,
right.
Too. People want to call you direct sometimes.
585-746-4966 is the Paradigm number here in Rochester, New York. And then it's my, I could use that as my own private telephone also. So if you guys need to call me for anything or have any answers for projectors or setting them up, I'm more than happy to do that for you.
Yeah, yeah, give that number out one more time, and let me explain something to people before we get off the air here. We've got a lot of different numbers for Paradigm. The main number is 1-800-729-2603, but we forward the number around. Now that we're out here in the ranch in the middle of nowhere, we're actually doing a lot more here. So, and we have a direct, if you want to check on a shipment, you call 949-376-3904. That's the actual shipping dock that we have, and we're setting up a store out here in Temecula. So we're going to have, Paradigm's going to have basically three official locations soon. So we shift the numbers around until we get this under control. But you can always pretty much reach somebody, including Steve, 24/7, 365. If you're a little due diligence, you might not get them right away, but usually you get a return phone call within, you know, an hour or two. All right, Steve, any parting words?
Yes. Love you, pal. Take care of yourself.
I'm going to try. And you've been listening to, I guess this is Dr. Bell's, Dr. Bell's Self Science and Energy Show, right, Steve?
Last time I knew.
Yeah. All right, well.
Yeah. All right, well.
We're fading out. Fading out.
Hi, this is Niles McClower for the new show, Why Life Is, right here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Now on BBS Radio, Why Life Is answers a vast number of questions and explores the demystifying of metaphysics and spirituality. Just a fraction of what we will cover are such subjects as detailed explanations of the afterlife, what the meaning of life is, and what intelligent life is like in other worlds. This is a show many of you have been waiting for to hear and participate in as well. Why Life Is has been on the air broadcasting for nearly 3 years and is now available on BBS Radio in prime time on Friday nights at 7 p.m.
Hello, this is Wesley Snipes, and when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually